Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're kicking off a five-part series this weekend with the individual Tuolumne County supervisors talking about issues important to their district as well as the county as a whole. We're joined this weekend by the board chair, Carl Rotifer. Supervisor Rotifer, during the first segment, we dived into the budget discussion a little bit. You know, for people who are curious, just, you know, how the county got into this situation, can you elaborate a little bit more in about the situation at hand?
Sure. BJ, I'm sure you remember the recession and the recovery from the recession. We were coming out of that, and then in 2013, we started a period where the county, for about 5 years, was in multiple overlapping and sequential states of emergency. We had the rim fire, we had the drought, tree mortality, and all of that stuff. So we've been basically chasing emergencies. We're chasing emergencies for quite a while. In that time, we got a lot of funding, grant funding, and emergency funding from the state and the feds, but a lot of that came with matching dollar requirements from the county. We drew down some of, not much, but some of our reserves, but mostly dealing with those emergencies kept us from replenishing our reserves. So we're in a situation where we really would like to get our reserves replenished a little bit. And then on top of that, we talked a little bit about PERS in the first segment and everything, but the cost of doing business has steadily been going up, while the increases in revenues have not really gone up. We're still, my property taxes are lower than they were before the recession. So our property values have not fully rebounded from that recession. That impacts us greatly. Taxes are pretty much the sole source of revenue for government. And for the county, we basically have three major taxes, property tax, TOT, and sales tax. So over the last 5 years, we were starting with fund balances in the neighborhood of $4 to $5 million a year to start the budget process with. We're down to about $1 to $2 million a year, $2 to $2.5 million a year now. And our wiggle room has just really pretty much gone away. And we're looking at another tough budget year next year.
So taxes, you know, why is that kind of the best alternative at this point in time?
Well, I'm not saying taxes are the best alternative. I hate taxes. You know, I hate paying them. I don't like asking the public to pay more. But you've got to balance your books. And really, taxes are the only real mechanism we've got. We can do fees for services and things like that. But generally, the fees are limited to the cost of providing the services. So while fees can offset some of our personnel costs because we can charge you for the time that you spend with a county staff person, we really don't get a revenue boost from fees. So really, taxes and fees are the only mechanisms that we have, and fines, I guess, but those are the only mechanisms that we have to generate revenue as a government.
And is the county still looking at more like fire fees and that type of thing down the road?
I think that we have a problem to solve, and there's little pieces of the problem, okay, or pieces of the solution, I'm sorry, that we can use to solve the problem. The taxes give us the best bang for the buck because they touch everybody. They don't just touch a certain segment of the population. So in terms of me reaching into your pocket, I have to take less out of your pocket if I spread the population of pockets around. So this is the first shot. Again, I want to emphasize the Board of Supervisors cannot raise taxes. Only you, the voters, can raise taxes. All we're doing is giving you the opportunity to make that selection if that's what you want to do. The trade-off, if we don't get more revenue, is a decrease in services. And unfortunately, the decrease in the services with our priorities of public safety being number one, We're really limited on where we can go reach and close down other services to pay the bills.
It was one of the reasons the county's kind of looking, moving forward with the tax measures, is there was a survey done that looked at that topic and looks like there could be, you know, possibility of it passing?
The survey indicated that the majority of the public was willing to pay for the additional revenue that it would take to keep the services up, and that's really the trade space. So we're going down that road first. Back to your question, there are other means. We could do a fire assessment. There's several different things that we've looked at. We chose this as a first path, and we'll see how much of the problem we can solve with that. And then if we still have a problem, then we're going to have to look in other places as well.
With the state's budget surplus that they have, do you think there's any chance that they would help counties down the road who are struggling to make ends meet?
Well, I'm a fiscal conservative, so, you know, the governor's trying to rebuild the state's coffers, reserves. I applaud that. But by the same token, I can use some of that money down here in Tuolumne County to help us pay for some of the state mandates. Another way we got here, when you look at things like AB 109, the state gives us mandates to provide certain services or to do certain tasks. And they generally give us about 90 cents on the dollar to do that when they make those mandates. But through inflation and other things and just changes in state policy, that 90 cents on the dollar fritters away to something significantly less than 90 cents on the dollar. So even though it looks kind of okay in 2011 when we did the public safety realignment, that's costing us more and more money every year. And other state policies are costing us money too, and those are not reimbursed.
Talked a lot about the budget so far. Anything else you'd like to note in regards to the budget?
Well, I just want to emphasize that I'm not advocating one way or another on the ballot measures. We have to find more money, and we're going to give we're going to have to cut our services significantly in the next 2 years. So, this is an opportunity for the public to let us know how they feel about that, but it's going to be one or the other. So it's there. And again, we've got a couple other options. We're not very many, and the magnitude of the money isn't near as much, so it won't have as big an effect. But it's the public that needs to make that decision.
We need to take one more break. We are joined in studio this weekend by Supervisor Carl Rotifer, who is the board chair for 2019 on the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors. And we're kicking off this weekend a five-part Motherlode View series focusing on the individual Tuolumne County supervisors. It's a chance to hear about issues specific to their district as well as the county as a whole. And a reminder that after these shows air, they are archived in the multimedia section of mymotherlode.com. Next week on Motherlode Views, we'll be joined by District 4 Supervisor John Gray. The following week, we'll be joined in studio by Supervisor Anaya Kirk, who represents District 3. Then it will be Supervisor Sherry Brennan from District 1. And we're planning to wrap up the series with the District 2 Supervisor Ryan Campbell. We'll be back with our final segment with Supervisor Rotifer in just a minute. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.